When my kids were little and we hid the afikoman at the Passover Seder, I always had to make sure our dogs were locked in the kitchen. For the dogs were out, they'd find the afikoman, that little piece of matzah, before the kids ever had a chance even to search for it. And while it didn't matter to me if the dogs found the matzah before the kids did, it did matter to the kids. For whoever found the matzah would win a prize. It is an old tradition. Hide some matzah that the kids needed to find so that the Seder could end. It was a way to keep the kids awake and engaged. When my kids were growing up, their grandfather was sure to have lots of dollar coins to reward all the kids, and they couldn't have been happier. For me, Passover evokes lots of fond memories, not only of my kids' childhood, but my own as well. I have a strong memory of helping my mother make haroset, that mixture of nuts, apples, and wine. Yet I have no memories of ever finding the afikoman myself. I'm guessing my older brothers always found it before I did. Given that Passover is a holiday observed at home, around the dining room table with friends, family, and lots of food, it's easy to have lots of warm and fond memories. But beyond those sweet memories, Passover presents a powerful challenge to all who observe the holiday. It asks each of us to see ourselves as if we had personally come out of Egypt. It asks us to imagine that we ourselves had suffered under the taskmaster's whip and been forced to do hard labor and then escape from slavery to freedom. It challenges us to step out of the comfort of our contemporary lives and step into a world of hardship, prejudice, and fear. It seems to me that the challenge Passover presents is one that we should all accept, particularly now. We are living at a time when refugee seekers at our nation's southern border are turned away, or worse, jailed, and their children are pulled from their parents, and it's unclear if they'll ever be reunited, and people have been put in cages. And in other parts of the world, people are being forced to flee their lands due to climate change that is making farming impossible, or rising water making their homes unlivable. In our own nation, we have more people locked behind prison walls than any other nation in the world. And we must ask, why? It seems to me that while we can enjoy the sweet and easy side of Passover, we must not shy away from the challenge it presents, to step out of our comfortable lives and see the hardship that others are suffering. Passover isn't just about memories. It should be a call to action, challenging us to see the suffering that exists in our world today and asking us, what will we do to fix it? It's not enough to sit at our Passover tables and enjoy the meal. As our rabbis taught, study leads to action. So what action will you take this Passover? I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and OurJewishCommunity.org. And as always, thanks for listening.